Thank you. How many of y'all wish y'all were back there with the kids? Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, so we'll get to unbelief, back to unbelief, whenever God wants us to. Amen.
Amen.
So for right now, we're going to go another way.
Turn
over to John 10:10, please. Pull it up in the living first. We're going to go through like four or five different. Do we have the CEV? Clint? It's the CEV, the ESV, we have that one?
Yes.
And then do we have the God's Word translation? ERV and the Passion. If we don't have any of those, let me know so I can pull it up. John 10:10, great place to start. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm getting a lot. Amen. All right. We'll pray. That's what we need to do. Amen. All right. I need to write this one down. Hang on. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. We thank you for everything that you would have, not only for this congregation, but also for myself, Father God. I thank you. Holy Ghost, sir, we ask you to unveil and reveal truths to us from the Word this evening. Not what Ricky has for us, but what you have for us, Father God. And we look to you. We don't keep our eyes on man, because man ain't got nothing to give us. But I thank you, Father God, through the man, through that office of the man, you're able to teach and to bring light to us and help us. And we just thank you for it, Father God, in advance. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, Father God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said amen. The thief's purpose. Say purpose.
Purpose.
I would write this down. I would write that down. I would make a mental note of that, so that I would keep this in front of my face for a while. The thief's purpose. The thief's purpose. Amen.
Amen.
We got to know what his purpose is.
Amen.
We do. What's a thief's purpose? Amen. It lets you know. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Is to what? Amen. All right, let's try it one more time from the top. All right. The thief's purpose is to
steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes, it is. The thief's purpose is to steal. I'd write that down. I'd write that down. Steal. And then number two, I'd write down kill. Number three, I'd write down destroy. Amen. Hallelujah. He just gave me another message. Amen. All right. But my purpose, whose purpose?
God's purpose.
Amen. We got to know who's talking, right?
Yes.
Amen. Who's a thief?
Yes.
Who's the thief? Who's the thief? Amen. Satan is. See, we have to know who's the thief. We have to know who's the thief, who the thief is. Amen. The thief's purpose, his purpose in life is to steal, kill, and destroy. God said his purpose is what? Is to give life in what? Give life in all its fullness. What does all mean? All. In all its fullness. Is living depressed, living a fullness life?
No.
Living defeated, is that living a fullness life?
No.
Living in lack, is that living a fullness life?
No.
Living sick?
No.
Living deprived?
No.
Living like you can't get out of bed because you're just hurting, pain all over? Is that living a fullness life?
No.
Well, you don't know how old I am. I never read in the Bible you can have a full life until you hit this age. And then you just have to deal with it. Never read that. Never read that in the Bible anywhere. The Bible's never said anything about, well, once you hit this age, good luck. Your body goes downhill from here. Man made that up, and people have grabbed onto it until they believed it, until their body starts breaking down at that age. That's what's happened. But God told us. He said, I'm here. My purpose is to give you life in all its fullness. In all its fullness. Not to have defeat anywhere in your life. Not to have any kind of depression, any kind of calamity, any kind of worry, anxiety. The thief's purpose. What's his purpose? So then we should really be able to differentiate what's going on. If things are breaking down, if things are seem like they're not working correctly or they're falling apart, is that a fullness life?
No.
What is that? That's steel. That's part of the steel family. Because now it's stealing you of your funds, stealing you of your time. Amen. I'm going to talk to y'all over here for a minute. Right? Because if you're having to spend all your finances and things like that, having to pull money and save up to be able to fix this and this, and oh no, this thing broke down, oh now this thing's down, is that a fullness life?
No.
Now, number one, thank God we have a supply. Yes. But on the other hand, if it's a thief and he's stealing, we got rights. We've got, number one, if you're a tither, you've got tither rights. And we have to understand, and we can't allow Satan to put that, well, you know, you did cuss them out in traffic the other day. You kind of deserve this. Number one, if I did get mad at them, if I did run them off the road, but I repented, God doesn't remember it. If I repented and meant it. Amen. Now, I'm not saying just practice it all the time. There comes a point, just like growing up in a family, whenever we're kids, a 3-year-old gets by with a lot more than a 16-year-old does. But when that 3-year-old gets 5 and then 8, we're expecting more out of them. They can't do the same things they were doing when they were 3. They can't, because they're going to get in trouble. God ain't up there going, I'm going to get you. No. But the door is open for Satan.
Amen.
It's given him the opportunity, right?
Amen.
God does expect us to grow up, though, right?
Amen.
Yes. Amen. But the thief's purpose is to what?
Steal.
See, so we can't allow Satan to bring the thought of, well, you just deserve that. Well, you know, you messed up back in your life, you know, whenever you did this and that, when you was a teenager. You remember that. That was pretty bad. So this is kind of karma, as the world says, from that. And so then we'll accept that and go, you know, I did act stupid the other day. I did want to hit that guy in the mouth yesterday or whatever it is. And then we'll just accept that as, yeah, I deserve this. Yep, well, did you repent?
Yes.
So then why are you, do you think you qualify to deserve something that Jesus already bore? Why do we think we qualify for that? If we repented, I thought it was washed underneath the blood of Jesus. So then I'm righteous. Brand new all over again. Now, I'm not saying that gives you the right just to go out and act crazy like if you won't, right? Amen. But if you mess up, thank God the blood is there. Right? Thank God the blood is there and we're able to repent and ask God to forgive us. But we have to understand who the thief is and what his purpose is.
Amen.
We have to understand that. And we can't think, because the thing, I'll just tell about me for a minute. You know, like things would happen sometimes and the thought would hit me. Well, it's probably because, you know, you did that yesterday. And so then I'd be like, you know what? That's probably why this is happening, because of that yesterday. Not really putting this together, realizing that the thief's purpose, his purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. That's it. God's purpose is to give life in all its fullness. Well, you don't need all that to serve God. Well, anybody with any kind of sense knows that. But have you read the scripture? Because God said it, his purpose is to give me life in all its fullness. All its fullness. What's all its fullness? Whatever my heart desire is, number one, as long as I'm going after the kingdom of God, all of his fullness shows up. It's not that we're constantly going after money, going after things, going after houses, going after vehicles. No, we're going after God and all of this other shows up. Which one is that? The living? Pull up the ERV, please. Yeah, easy read. A thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I come to give life, life that is full and
good.
Full and good. I need to go through some of these so y'all can see it. Pull up the ESV. ESV. Your mama. All right. Not for me. Oh. No, I'm just playing. I forgot you was his mama. Look, I like you. I like you. You're my favorite. Well, moving on. Hurry, pull something else up. Do you have God's Word translation? Okay. Passion. Pull that one up, please. What in the world happened to my Bible here? So we don't have the ESV, right?
I can get it in a couple seconds.
You're all right. Let me pull it up real fast. Thank you, God, for these phones. Hallelujah. Let me get on the Wi-Fi. Let's try that. See what happens. Let's read this one while we're getting fixed here. A thief has only one thing where?
In mind.
He wants to give you everything you want. Leave you alone once you get saved. He wants to what?
Steal.
steal, and destroy. But I have come to give you what?
Everything.
Key word, everything in abundance. Everything in abundance. Everything in abundance. Everything in abundance. Ricky didn't say this. Everything in abundance. More. See, he could have quit at abundance, but he didn't. Because God doesn't understand what waste is. He just knows overflow. Abundance. More than enough. More than you expect. Life in its fullness until. Until. Until what? The which other one we not have? The God's Word? So y'all don't think I'm lying. Miss Heather's going to read this. That's the ESV and then the God's Words translation.
The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
Abundantly. May have it and have it abundantly.
And then God's Word says, a thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came that my sheep will have life and so that they will have everything they need.
They will have life and will have God's Word's translation. They will have life and have everything they need. Everything they need. Hallelujah. Turn over to Mark 5 real fast, please. Thank you. Mark 5, 34. No, yeah, go to Mark 5, but go to, you can pull it up in King James, it's fine. 25, we can start at 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. How long?
12 years.
Okay, so is this a fullness life?
No.
So what part of it is this? This is part of stealing. Because this an issue of blood for 12 years, right? Stealing and destroying pretty much all three of them. Really is. Right? Because number one, it took all her living. So that's stealing. It took all of her living. All the finances she had, stole it. Stole her of her probably of her looks and things like that. Right? Because you don't, if your blood isn't working correctly and you're just constantly bleeding and stuff, you just get drained, you get shriveled up, you can barely move. She was already hunkered, you know. So next, please, 12 years. And had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew what?
Worse.
When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Go to 35 now, please. And she, well, and straightway the fountain of the blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. 34, please. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, be whole, nothing missing, nothing broken. Back to the fullness. I've heard people say nothing missing, nothing broken, pretty much that I bet she got all of her finances and things back as well. Because nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing means nothing. And so now she's got an overflow, abundant life all over again. Because the thief tried to destroy her, and he tried to steal everything that she owned. And almost had it. Everything. Right? But who'd she go to?
Jesus.
Jesus, right? Turn over to Proverbs 6, please, about verse 31. We can look that one up in the Good News translation. And then we'll do the Amplified, the Living, and the Message. Pull up John 10:10. You're doing a great job. In the Living, please. The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. God's purpose is to give life in all its fullness. Amen. We got that in mind, right? All right, now go over to Proverbs, please, 6:31. Yet, talking about the thief here, if he is caught, he must pay back 7 times more. He must give up everything he has. Give up. He must. Yet if he is caught, he must pay back 7 times more. Yes. 7 times more. Amen. So, if he's been stealing things from you, get all of it and add it up.
Amen.
Get all of it and add it up, and then times it by 7. If he's been trying to steal your time, trying with sickness,
come on.
Trying to steal your time with something breaking down, and then you spending money on it, that's stealing.
Yes.
And I know we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. The thing is, I would pay close attention to this because this was not a part of my sermon at all. This many percent. I can show you my notes because we were talking about unbelief, and I got some really good more notes on it.
Amen.
But while that one song played, I just knew that we were supposed to talk about this. So we are. Amen. So I would pay attention to this, and I would get with my spouse. If you're by yourself, get with yourself and just go through and say I'll get it out. Amen. What seems like it's been stole from me. And look at it just like that. Not a, well, I deserve that. Do not look at it from that kind of position. Look at it from a position of he stole, and that's illegal. And now, according to Proverbs 6:31, we got something to stand on. Yet if he is caught... If he is caught, and obviously he's caught tonight, or God wouldn't have brought this up. He must pay back 7 times more. So I would add it all up, trust me, because, I think when the doctors were here, they actually told us that, because there were some things that went on that Satan just stole from us. And I don't want to tell you how much it is, but hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I would go through. I would check everything. Well, that's nothing. I can pay for that. Why? Why? If the thief stole it, why? Why? If he's caught and he has to pay back 7 times, why? Why would I want to pay for it? Make him pay for it. Pull up the... Amplified, please. classic. This is why I don't like missing church.
Amen.
That's just me, right? Because God will change the whole message as soon, just for us, right? Hallelujah. But if he is found out, he must what?
Restore.
Hallelujah. What he stole, he must give the whole substance of his house, if necessary, to meet his fine. Man, he just, look, there's going to come a point to where we get a hold of this and we're going to be too expensive to mess with. Because every time he tries to steal from us, we're going to bring this right up before the throne room of God and say, God, this is illegal. He stole, and now he has to pay back seven times.
Yes.
I like to took off right then, son. Hallelujah. All right, pull up the living, please. Hallelujah. But even so, he is fined seven times as much as he stole. Though it may mean selling everything in his house to pay it back. Hallelujah. Pull up the message, please. Pull up the message. Hallelujah. When he is caught, he has to. But the thing is, he doesn't have to if you don't bring it up. He's not just going to willy-nilly give it back to you until you bring it up. Until you bring it before before God, pretty much in the court of law. Say, God, this is illegal. He stole.
Amen.
When he is caught, he has to pay it back. Even if he has to put his whole house in hock. I love that. Even if he has to hock his whole house. He still has to pay it all back. Amen. And so if you've been stole from, I would get with my spouse. I would find out what it is, then I would times it by seven. Even if I'm looking at something going, maybe I'm not sure about this, I'd write it down.
Amen.
I would write it down. Because number one, it's illegal.
Amen.
And if he's caught, he has to pay it back.
Yes,
amen. Pull up the living, please. Or pull up the good news. Good news. You're doing a great job back there, man. Yet, if he is caught, he must pay back seven times more. He must give up everything he has. He must pay back seven times more. Seven times more. Seven times
more.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. That's it. That's all that we need to get out. Seven times more. But God, I know he really wanted to point out in John 10:10, the purpose of a thief, the purpose of God. We know what the thief does. He steals, kills, and destroys. And if he's been stealing my time, trying to steal things with stuff breaking down, stuff not working right, having to buy that, or with sickness and disease, having to go to a doctor here, going to a doctor there, that's stealing. And if he's caught, not Ricky didn't say it, the Word of God said it, he has to pay back seven times. Seven times. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God forevermore. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God forevermore. Seven times. Seven times what he stole. And don't ever allow him to get you to thinking you deserved it because of something you did. He's a thief. He's a thief. And another attribute of a thief is they lie.
Yes.
They lie.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm making sure we're good. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. If you have been stole from, stand up. Amen. Amen. You know you've been stole from. Amen. Well, interesting why he had us preach this tonight. Hallelujah. All right, so whenever you get home, figure it out. Figure it out. I can't figure it out for you. God can't figure it out for you. Satan ain't going to figure it out for you. It's up to you. But I would write that amount down. Figure it out. Like, get down to it and figure it out. Get the amount, times it by seven. Times it by seven. And then I would get on a piece of sheet. I would get a piece of paper and write down that number. And then underneath that number or above that number, I would write that scripture, Proverbs 6:31 down. Well, I would actually write down John 10:10. That way I know what a thief does and what God does. And then I'd write down Proverbs 6:31. Because if he's caught, he has to pay back seven times. Amen. So I'm just going to pray a general prayer right now. Amen. And then once you figure out the amount, you can either stand on your Bible, get your Bible, grab hands with you, yourself, with God, or with your spouse, and just say, you know what? We're coming in agreement right now that Satan, you were caught. You will not steal no more, and you owe us this amount.
Amen.
Amen. So, Father God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. Ma siti le mosi gididi. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, that you would bring this up for us. To bring this to light for us, Father God. So that we are able to get back what has been stole from us legally. Well, illegally, we'll be able to get it back legally. Hallelujah. And so, Father God, we just come to your throne room right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you've been found, you've been caught. And now, according to Proverbs 6:31, we command you to pay back seven times what you stole from each and every one of us. And Father God, we just bring this up before you because you said keep you in remembrance. So Father God, Proverbs 6:31, you said if a thief is caught, he has to pay back seven times. He's been caught, Father. And so now we expect seven times what he stole from us. And we thank you for it, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody agreed, said.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So at 8:09, for you military people, 20:09, that's when the prayer was prayed. That's when we released our faith. And that's when it was done.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. August the 30th at 20 or 8:09 is when it was done.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So y'all getting your stuff back?
Amen.
Yes. Yes, we are. Everything.
Amen.
Everything. Amen. Seven times. Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Seven times. And trust me, that adds up quickly. Real quick. There was some stuff. I'll tell y'all real fast. there was some stuff that me and Pastor Chelsea purchased to help some people out that we did not want, but we was helping them. Yeah. And so I asked God whenever Dr. Ricky said, y'all, the thieves, y'all were stole from and the thief is caught. He said, your heart was right, but you were stole from. Yeah. And our heart was right when we did it. We were wanting to help them. But I didn't want it. That's the thing. And so now we get seven times what it cost us to do that.
Amen.
So that's what I'm saying. Look at everything.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Look at everything.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, I'll pray and we can be dismissed. Father God, we thank you and praise you. We magnify your holy name and we thank you, Father God, for your word. Thank you for helping us with the word of God. I thank you, Father God, there's no situation in life that we come up against that we don't have an answer through the word of God, Father God. So we thank you for it. Thank you, Father God, for sending your word. Even before we were born, you knew in advance they're going to need this when they're here. And so you had it made. You already knew how you was going to handle it. And so we thank you. Thank you, Father God, for everything you've done, for everything you're doing, and for everything you will do. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody agreed, said,
amen. Amen.